This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. The rhythms of nature continue despite the disruptions the pandemic has caused our lives. In southern Summit County, the season's change is marked by a dazzling display of migrating birds. We take a look now at the mass gathering of purple martins on Nemecilla Reservoir. It's early September, a warm evening just before sunset. Dozens of birdwatchers gather on shore, but the best viewing is out on the water. At least three dozen kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards float near a reed-covered sandbar in the middle of Nemecilla Reservoir, the largest of the Portage Lakes, just south of Akron. Summit Metro Parks naturalist Janine Casimir and Sarah Graham are along this evening, waiting for the show to begin. It starts with a few scimitar-shaped birds overhead, speeding and intersecting blurs as the sun dips towards the horizon. They're purple martins, the largest of America's swallow species, iridescent blue and built for flying. Casimir says the birds are drawn to the remoteness of the reed bed.
And they decided that that's a great place to roost at night because there's no predators. They're completely safe from raccoons, from foxes, from anything that might try to come and get them.
Graham tries to put an estimate on the growing horde of birds overhead.
A lot of times there's around 10,000. As we hit into the late into this week, we'll see less and less as they're migrating out.
She says each night they return to this suburban lake from as far as 20 miles away, massing together before flying 4,000 miles to Brazil. As twilight approaches, the pace of the swirling flock increases. A few alight briefly, sampling the security of the roost before fluttering back into the air. Metro Parks has placed buoys around the reed bed, which Casimir says marks a safe distance for viewing.
The moment that they do not feel safe anymore, they're going to take off.
She says the birds can be skittish.
In some years, we've had either an owl come in and scare them away. We've also had some folks disregard the buoys and start paddling through those areas.
Owls aren't the only potential predators. Nemecilla is home to a pair of bald eagles and four osprey nests, but nothing can catch a careening purple martin. Like all swallows, with their forked tails and streamlined wings, they're masters of the air. As darkness creeps in, the martins form a fast-moving vortex, a synchronized aerial ballet.
Folks have studied this mathematically, how birds flock. And it turns out that they are influenced by the six or so birds around them. So if one decides to turn to the right, there's this cascade, almost like folks at a baseball game doing the wave.
The birds skim inches above the water, surrounding us like a scene from Hitchcock without the terror. In fact, it's thrilling to witness. Clouds of them drop into the reeds, wave after wave. And then suddenly, they're gone. Not a bird in the sky. Night embraces Nemecilla, and the paddlers head to shore. That's where I meet a pair of happy birders.
I'm Bill York.
And I'm Tim Milliken.
It was gorgeous. The sky was filled with so many birds, like as far as you could see above you.
And then you hear all their air from their wings, thousands of them.
It was worth it, wasn't it, brother? Yeah, it was.
Some local birders use weather radar to monitor the purple martin flock. It shows the numbers at Nemecilla growing steadily throughout August, coalescing and dispersing each day in a steady rhythm. Then the radar showed a blob of birds streaming south. Even as you're hearing this, the season for purple martin viewing at Nemecilla is pretty much over. The roosting birds on the pristine lake end the season in a flurry of activity. Then just as suddenly, like summer itself, they're gone until next year. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.